Americans are getting ready to celebrate the 4th, and some of our neighbors to the north are also marking a major birthday in July. Thursday is the 400th anniversary of Quebec City, one of the oldest cities in North America. To join the party, we brought in our own Breath of Wind from the north.
Oh, Rosette, petite Rosette, y'a ben longtemps que je t'ai pas vue.
This band that you're hearing is called, literally, Wind from the North, or Le Vent du Nord in French. And two of its members have joined us from our studios of the CBC in Montreal. Good morning. Bonjour, I should say, I suppose.
Bonjour.
Bonjour.
Would you please introduce yourselves?
I am Nicolas Boulris, and I play accordion, piano, I sing, and I also play the hurdy-gurdy.
I'm Olivier Demers. In the band, I play violin. And I do also the foot tapping.
We'll hear more about those feet in a minute. For now, let's just say that because this music is of Quebec, it's a mix of everything and everyone who ever lived or landed in that province. You have French lyrics, Celtic tunes, an Irish jig or two, even the music of Native Americans. Band members Nicolas Boulris and Olivier Demers say these songs are like antiques, and they collect them.
We do try to preserve the repertoire who is not already picked or recorded.
Yeah, a lot of people, it's Nicolas talking, a lot of people told us we were like a gardien de la tradition.
Guardians of the tradition.
Yes, a little bit.
Something like that. The old people want to know if you're respectful, you know, if you sing those songs in the way of the tradition.
This is the magic of it. We want to keep the real soul of the fiddle tune with that little crooked part or that little out-of-tune way typically from Quebec to play it.
Give us an example of one of those rare songs that you collected from, an older person and that you treated with the respect that it was due.
We met a guy in Saint-Guillaume. It's a village like 45 minutes out of Montreal. I don't remember why we heard about that guy. I think the mayor of the village, he said, oh yeah, we have a very good singer in the village. And we said, why not? So we just knocked at his door and we said, hello, we are musicians. We love music. And we started drinking and singing with him. And he had a wonderful voice. And he sang many kind of beautiful songs. And one of them, it's La Beauté du Mariage, The Beauty of the Wedding. It goes a little bit like that. C'est, quand on y parle du mariage, oui, c'est un joli passe-temps.
Quand on y parle du mariage, oui, c'est un joli passe-temps.
Oui, c'est un joli passe-temps, je n'oserais le dire.
Car si ma tendre m'y partait, je souffrirais le martyr.
Olivier Demers, I heard your feet on a board.
Yes, exactly.
And
it's the traditional percussion in Quebec. Because in the kitchen parties in the big family, because of our Catholic ancestor, we had like 15, 20 children in the same family.
Per room.
So the Saturday night evening was very important. Probably there was one fiddle player and the fiddler had to do the foot tapping to make them dance all in the same beat. We can dance on very crooked tunes, like 1, 1, 1, 1, 1. It's not 1, 2, 3, 4.
There's one song on the CD. It's La Fille et les Dragons.
Yeah.
La Fille et les Dragons.
And,
exactly.
And I'm curious about it on a number of levels. One is what it says. It's a little story, which is sort of strange and dreamlike.
Si vous en tournez en France, vous ferez mes compliments.
Tournez en France, vous ferez
mes compliments à tous mes parents et à ma sœur Angélique.
You know, the dragon, we're talking about the woman and the dragon, if we translate La Fille et le Dragon, it's, they are the knights.
Like dragoons. Maybe, yes.
In fact, the young lady decide to stay with those soldiers. She just said, you know, that guy just
brushed my hair,
the other one cleaned my house, and I'm just sitting on the knee of
the third one. So I'm very happy. I don't want to go back home.
One thing about the song is it goes from this sort of ancient dream-like space to a sort of modern feel.
It's our kind of scat. We call that turlute. It's also to imitate the flute was very, very popular instrument. And in French, when you learn flute, you have to do tu-tu-tu-tu-tu-tu-tu with the mouth. So it became sur le tu ta di ta di pa di ta di ti da. So it's a way to fake, because we didn't have a lot of musicians, but we have a lot of singers.
Yeah, it's also a way to express joy without anything. You know, the life was very hard here for to cut the trees and to try to survive, and it's quite north, so as you imagine, the winters, especially this winter, was like 6 meters and a half of snow. But at the time, you know, with not that much heat, and it was hard life, but without any fiddle, without anything, they got together to make this beautiful place called Quebec now.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Ah, pleasure. Merci.
Thanks for inviting us.
Olivier Demers and Nicolas Boulouris, two members of the four-person band from Quebec, Le Vent de Nord. This weekend, while folks here in the States celebrate the 4th of July, our friends to the north mark the 400th anniversary of Quebec City. Later, this band will be heading our way, too.
Le Vent de Nord will be in USA and plenty of festivals this summer, so come to hear us and come dancing with us.
A bientôt.
A bientôt.
A bientôt.
Ben, les bagues que je te donne pas ne te feront jamais mal aux doigts. Ben, les bagues que je te donne pas ne te feront jamais mal aux doigts. Je donnerai à une autre qui sera de mon goût. Et toi, petite rosette, tu seras oubliée.
Hear more songs from Le Vent de Nord? Please look for the music section at npr.org. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Ari Shapiro.